Let's turn our attention on this Monday to the agricultural weather forecast. We're joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, a much nicer weekend this weekend than it was last weekend. Not too much to worry about. I wonder, though, Mark, does that mean after we get a few days, and I won't say drying conditions, just of clear weather, will farmers be able to get out and harvest again?
Looks like over time the pattern is going to become more favorable for harvest progress here across the Corn Belt. Reason being is that the pattern during the next few weeks will feature below normal precip with really no major or minor storm systems across the central U.S. All of the more significant storminess will be in areas of the Pacific Northwest and then on over to the northeastern U.S. But here in between, in the nation's midsection, overall much quieter from a precip standpoint. Now, along with the quieter conditions will be colder than normal temperature, especially the next 10 days where just, deep freeze will be in place. But, the main item of note right now is with the precip prospects, which, again, different from what we've seen in recent weeks with just major and more significant precip amounts here in the Corn Belt. Certainly that risk now is decreasing as we go through the next few weeks.
Deep freeze may be just what producers are thinking about, especially if there isn't precipitation, snowfall, or rainfall, either one, so they can get that heavy equipment out on the fields and bring the harvest in. Are we going to freeze the soils up? Is it that cold?
I guess it won't be fully below freezing. Like, case in point, go to a place like up north into areas of Fargo, North Dakota, Red River Valley, and that. There will be coming up later on this week. You go from about 72 hours that will be dropping below 32, but then you warm back up, and obviously here in areas of Illinois, adjacent areas of Indiana, really consistent. Morning lows below freezing, but then you increase your temperatures into the upper 30s and 40s then during the day.
Turn your attention to other parts of the world, South America in particular. Brazil was needing rainfall, though I think they've gotten some. What does it look like there?
Yeah, over the past week, we have seen an increase in rain activity both in southern Brazil and northern Brazil, and that general increase will continue over the next several weeks. So a continued gradual improvement in soil moisture reserves. Again, it hasn't been a great start in Brazil, but it hasn't been any kind of disaster either. And overall, the pattern for the next 2 weeks looks pretty seasonal across much of Brazil.
Your assessment of Argentina's condition?
Yeah, Argentina still need to watch the situation closely with dryness, especially in the areas in and around the province of La Pampa. That's been the driest area of Argentina over the past 30 days. And with the outlook coming up, which looks a little bit drier versus what was the case last week, it looks like much of the southern belt will continue to miss out on significant precip. So something to keep in mind as we go through this early to middle part of November.
And check on the Black Sea for me.
Yeah, specifically in areas of western Ukraine, rainfall and, snowfall totals as well. Overall precipitation has been less than normal over the past 30 days, about 50 to 25% of normal. That dryness looks to expand coming up over the next few weeks across more of the Black Sea region. So the timing of it's not any kind of major issue, but ideally they'd like to see more precip, especially as winter wheat, which still some needs to be planted here, but for overall crops that have been planted, growth will be actually accelerated because of warmer temperatures, and thus more moisture will be needed for favorable emergence and development. So also something to keep an eye on, not a major issue, but at least an area to watch out in the global winter wheat areas.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.